jungle.
Do you know what? I love dancing, especially when I'm in the house all by myself and I can turn my favorite music up pretty loud. Humans have been dancing for a very long time, maybe for thousands of years. But long before humans even existed, some other creatures on Earth were already doing the waggle dance. Science books can now tell us that bees have lived on Earth for more than 100 million years. Yes, they were around when dinosaurs walked the planet, and for much of that time, bees have been helping trees to blossom and helping fruits and vegetables to grow. They're one of the hardest working species on the planet. If we think about creatures who actually help us by providing us with food to eat. Instead of thinking about them as tired out little gardeners, however, I prefer to think of bees as dedicated professional dancers who perform the most graceful dance moves since Rudolf Nureyev. Have you heard of him? I'll get back to him later. I have actually seen bees dance, and you can too if you know where to look. You won't even need to buy a ticket. Let me explain. A long time ago, in the year 1886, a baby boy was born here in Vienna, and he was named Karl. Karl loved spending time outdoors, exploring many of the beautiful city parks and hiking in the forests that grow all around the edge of this city. When he grew up, he went to university and he carefully studied how animals behave, especially bees. And it was this Karl von Frisch, who first noticed that bees are some of the best dancers in the animal kingdom. Now, even though the bees he was studying lived in Vienna, they didn't do the waltz or anything like that, but they did two kinds of dances that were very different from one another and that sent important messages to other bees. Sometimes I listen to bees, especially when I'm sitting in the park on a hot summer's day. I hear them buzzing a lot, obviously, but I'm pretty sure I've never heard them speak. Actually, Karl discovered that bees might not talk, but they do communicate. He watched a lot of them, and he saw that when a bee leaves some nectar or food inside a flower, he goes back to the hive and he tells the other bees all about it and how they can find that nectar, not by using words, of course, but by performing a special dance called the round dance. The other bees actually watch him dance round and round and round in a circle, and they get the message. And off they go to the exact place where he left the nectar. I mean, it's pretty cool. The waggle dance is a little more complicated. So in this dance, which looks like a figure eight, the bee can actually tell the other bees some hints. So maybe he's trying to tell them which direction to fly in or how far to fly. And the more figure eights that the bee makes with his body, the closer the flower is. If that bee only dances a few figure eight shapes, that means the other bees have a longer journey to make before they find that special flower that contains the nectar. It all sounds pretty hard to believe, doesn't it? I mean, I couldn't believe it at first, and neither could the other scientists in Vienna, to be fair. Because when Carl von Frisch first wrote down everything he saw the bees doing, they laughed. After a while, they studied it too. And then finally, they realized that actually he was right. Carl von Frisch won a Nobel Prize for his scientific work. Well, the bees didn't win anything, but I guess there were good sports about it. If you ever come to visit Vienna, you will certainly spend a lot of time touring museums and famous buildings. But be sure to stop and listen carefully before you go inside. If you hear buzzing, look up. On the rooftops of many prominent places, like the art museums, the city hall, and the very fancy Vienna Opera House, the city has placed many, many beehives intended to keep this beautiful city filled with some of nature's tiniest and busiest creatures. Oh, wait a second. I nearly forgot about Rudolf Nureyev. You didn't remind me. One of the greatest ballet dancers to ever live, Rudolf Nureyev was born in Russia. He became a citizen of Austria, though, and he danced many, many times in Vienna's opera house. His dance steps for Swan Lake are still used by thousands of ballet dancers all over the world. And Vienna has a special street named after Rudolf Nureyev. Well, I'd love to be able to stand high up on my toes like he could, but it involves a lot of practice. I hear that really good dancers have to practice for 8 hours every day. Oh, so much jumping and stretching. Oh, forget it. Do you know what? I'm off to switch up my music. I'm going to try the waggle dance. Thank you. Thank you so much to Joshua David Yardy, who produced this podcast and composed the music. You can find out more about Joshua at yardy.composer@gmail.com. Josh, I want to tell everybody that my name is Susan Shea, and you can learn a lot more about the city of Vienna, about how children learn. You can check out some fun family travel ideas, and you can celebrate this wonderful world at phoneticplanet.org.